This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google and the most viewed YouTube video of this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
So for this week, what was number five in Google Trends?
Number five, we've got the Masters Tournament. A tradition unlike any other, and it's the 84th tournament this year at Augusta National, the most picturesque spot on the PGA Tour, and action teed off, I guess, yesterday, and there's already been an abundance of cool things going on. So probably the craziest thing that went down was Sergio Garcia, who won the tournament last year. Guy got the green jacket. He posted a 13 on the 15th hole after hitting in five balls into the water. I mean, totally incredible. It's just such a utter display of epic failure. And then also number two right now on the leaderboard is Tony Finau. And during the par three contest, he dislocated his left ankle and then just popped it back in like it was nothing. Everybody thought he was going to, like, you know, have to go to the hospital and have surgery. Just pops his thing back in. And also, the craziest thing when I was researching some stuff to talk about the Masters is how cheap all the concession prices are. You can get a beer for $3.
Wow.
I mean, it's just insane. Everything's super cheap. There's sandwiches there for $1.50. I don't know. It's crazy stuff. So everybody's having a good time there with the cheap snacks.
Man, I'll go for cheap snacks. That's better than going to Wrigley Field in a baseball game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a chicken biscuit for $1.50. Also, they have these things called pimento cheese sandwiches, which are like, they've got like a cult following at the Masters, but they seem pretty disgusting. But it's $1.50.
You can't go wrong for $1.50. And I'll be honest with you, hearing Masters tournament, I thought it was a karate thing. And I think even though I would be disappointed if I went thinking it was karate, I would be okay because the, you know, concession stand's really cheap.
Yeah, where's the karate? Yeah, no, it's golf. And it's great. But yeah, you get the cheap snacks, you get the cheap beers, you're ready to go.
I'm right. So for this week, what was number four?
This is Fleetwood Mac. Their classic Dreams was trending. And it's so funny. It just shows the power of the internet. There was this viral video of this dance troupe from Alcorn State University. It was the Golden Girl Dance Troupe. And these girls are just absolutely rocking these dance moves. And somebody dubbed Fleetwood Mac's song Dreams over the top of it. And so it's like Dreams is like pretty slow, kind of an old classic rock song. And these girls are just dominating these powerful dance moves. And it went viral on the internet. And now the song Dreams is skyrocketing back into relevance. And they were like number 16 on Billboard's charts this week. So
wow.
Shows the power of the internet, how quickly things can pick up, but it's cool. And like the caption was like, who says you can't dance to, you know, 70s rock? So yeah, it's a great video. It definitely gets me fired up. And some of the people were interviewed from the actual video. So the person that's leading it is Alexis Wilson. She was like, man, I had no idea. I was shocked that anybody actually watched this video. So it's popping off.
That's actually pretty cool. I like how the music, everybody wants to know more about it. Is any other song trending for Fleetwood Mac or just specifically Dreams?
It's just Dreams. Yeah. It's what? Just Dreams, who is the one which was the song that was actually featured in the video. But it also matches up so perfectly well to their actual movements. Like it looks like it almost could be the song that they chose, but the movements don't match the actual mood of the song, which is great.
Okay, cool. What was number three?
So we've got Tonya Harding and Adam Rippon, who, you know, Tonya Harding, obviously, big figure skater who was involved in an incident with Nancy Kerrigan, and then also Adam Rippon kind of stole the heart of everybody during the last Winter Olympics. He was a male figure skater that was just hilarious and always great on camera. They are rumored to be on Dancing with the Stars, which is exciting, especially because Nancy Kerrigan actually has been on Dancing with the Stars before. But I guess it's just a rumor right now. ABC is going to announce that on April 13th. But it's interesting because figure skaters have been on Dancing with the Stars quite a bit, same with Olympians, and they always just dominate. But Nancy Kerrigan was cut before the final five, and she was actually the earliest elimination ever for a figure skater.
Wow.
But she was doing really terribly. But they like the moves obviously translate over to dancing. You know, they're dancing on the ice. They're dancing for Dancing with the Stars. So exciting time. I know my mom is going to be super stoked because she loves Dancing with the Stars. So shout out, Mom. But, yeah, we'll have to find out if the rumors are true.
Now, wait. So Tanya Harding has been on the show before, right?
So Nancy Kerrigan has been on the show before, but Tanya Harding has not. But yeah,
okay, so that's where the rumors. What was number two?
It was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So it was the 50th anniversary of his assassination on April 4th. So around the country, people were kind of taking to Google to figure out, you know, who Dr. Martin Luther King was and why he was shot and things like that. There was also a variety of different tributes around the country. So bells rang 39 times to mark his age at the time of the assassination. And there were services held in cities and towns all across the country, but there were some pretty big events in Atlanta, which is his hometown, and in Memphis, where he was killed.
What was the most asked question about him, other than, you know, was it about where he was born or things he's done?
People were searching for his quote. So a lot of people were asking, like, what was his silence quote? What was his darkness quote? A lot of questions were, who assassinated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? And that was James Earl Ray. And then people were asking, is today Martin Luther King Day? Which it was not. What year did he die? What time did he die? Things like that.
What was number one?
So number one, this one kind of boils my blood a little bit. It's affluenza. And I saw this trending and I was like, man, I have no idea what affluenza is. I need to check this out. So the term came to national prominence during the trial of Ethan Couch. And Ethan killed four people while he was drunk driving. But he avoided significant jail time because a psychologist in his defense said that he suffered from affluenza, which is literally being so spoiled and having parents that don't set parameters for you, that he was unaware what was right and what was wrong, as if you need somebody to tell you that doing what he did is either right or wrong. So he is avoiding jail time and because he suffers from affluenza, which is totally insane.
Yeah, I remember this case. It was crazy because when I think he was supposed to do something and his mother and him ran to Mexico and they were on the lam for a while there and he dyed his hair black but had a beard and all this crazy stuff. And when they finally caught him and they were extradited back to the U.S., that's when he had to serve 2 years. And so now 2 years later, I think he's out on parole now. And that's where the crazy part is, right?
Yeah, he's out on parole. He has to, I think he's under house arrest of some sort. So there is some sort of a punishment there. But he's avoiding a significant jail time. And yeah, they ran off to Mexico and then they were captured at a condo in Puerto Vallarta. It's just a very ridiculous situation.
It is. It was.
And it was. Affluenza. You need to be told that is not the right thing to do. Totally ridiculous, man.
It's like being so affluent that you get the flu. Affluenza. It's such a stupid word.
That's kind of what I was thinking when I first saw that word. I was like, yeah, you're so rich that you're just sick all the time because there's so many monies around. Ugh.
And, you know, the worst part about it is that there was one survivor. And I think, I guess people are going to have to Google this. I think it was his friend in his car, and the guy is completely paralyzed, and he can only communicate through blinking. And I'm like, wow. And this guy, he gets like 2 years, you know. It's crazy. There are people out there who have gotten thrown underneath the jail because they had a little bit of weed on them. And this guy, he kills a bunch of people, and it's like, he gets probation. He gets to, go to another country.
He didn't know he was wrong. He didn't know that killing people wasn't right.
Like who doesn't know that? That's being human 101.
That is the first thing that you learn in human class, is yes. Don't kill people.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? Affluenza. There you go. Number one trending this week.
Number one trend.
So for YouTube, what was the number one trending one for this week?
So John Krasinski's on Jimmy Fallon, and he's telling these variety of different stories, and then he ends with talking about how he was just visiting his wife, Emily Blunt, in London as she was filming Mary Poppins. And if anybody, everybody knows who John Krasinski is, right? He's on The Office, big actor. And Emily Blunt is, his wife. She's an actress as well, and she's filming Mary Poppins right now. He's going out to London to visit her, and I guess he was going through customs, and the guy was kind of just hassling him a little bit and wasn't really, like, sure that he was a big actor or whatever. And he's like, all right, so what are you doing out here? And he's like, well, I'm visiting my wife. He's like, who's your wife? He's like, Emily Blunt. And, like, the guy, I guess, kind of didn't really believe him and then got really mad that he was married to somebody as beautiful as Emily Blunt, just stamped his passport and got out of there, which is pretty silly.
I'll be honest, I didn't even know he was married to Emily Blunt. I'm like, this guy?
Yeah, I know, man. He's really outkicking his coverage with that one, so good on him.
Do you know how long they've been married together?
That's a good question. You know, I don't know, actually.
Okay,
I
know.
Like, I feel like it's been a while. You know,
really?
You can go to Google to figure that out.
Yeah, everybody go Google. Find out everything you can about Emily Blunt. You know, it doesn't help that they don't change their last names, and they keep, like, their maiden name, so it's like, I didn't even realize Emily Blunt was married.
Yeah, that's a good point. I know. The famous folks rarely do that, because they've got to, you know, keep their famous name alive.
Yeah, that's their brand. I get it. But still, tradition, I'm like, I expect them to hyphenate it or something. But
man, I'd love to look at stats on famous people changing their names or not. Feels like it really doesn't happen at all, especially because they probably get divorced so often that they don't want to do it, because then they got to go through the process of going back and actually changing it back. So that's an interesting point, though.
You're right. They would have to change everything. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work. You're right. Don't change your last name if you're famous.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is the takeaway from today's show.
Well, thank you so much, Justin, for coming on. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, you're welcome. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.